Hare Krishna.
Is it 7:30 yet?
Yeah, it looks like it. So we're going to welcome our visiting traveling Sankirtan party. Parameshwara Prabhu and Bhakta Sean and Bhakta Alex. Welcome very much. We have life in the temple when we have the brahmacharis, householders, and we're busy with pounds, shillings, and pence, and taking care of family members and paying rent and insurance and stuff. Some people, it's nice to have some people who are just concerned with spiritual, cultivating spiritual life. Of course, it's all, we have to worship Krishna with everything, in all our activities. So what we do is we recite the English from the Sri Brahma Sanghita first, five verses each, and we're being broadcast, so we ask everyone to speak into the microphone, which will be passed around. And we're doing the English first. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, and he is the prime cause of all causes. The spiritual place of transcendental pastimes of Krishna is portrayed in the second verse. The super excellent station of Krishna, which is known as Gokula, has thousands of petals and a corolla like that of a lotus sprouted from a part of his infinitary aspect, the whirl of the leaves being the actual abode of Krishna. The whirl of that transcendental lotus is the realm wherein dwells Krishna. It is a hexagonal figure, the abode of the indwelling, predominated and predominating aspect of the Absolute. Like a diamond, the central supporting figure of self-luminous Krishna stands as the transcendental source of all potencies. The holy name, consisting of 18 transcendental letters, is manifested in a hexagonal figure with sixfold divisions. The whirl of that eternal realm, Gokula, is the hexagonal abode of Krishna. Its petals are the abodes of gopis, who are part and parcel of Krishna, to whom they are most lovingly devoted and are similar in essence. The petals shine beautifully like so many walls. The extended leaves of that lotus are the garden-like dhamma, that is, spiritual abode of Sri Radhika, the most beloved of Krishna. The surrounding external plane of Gokula is described in this verse. There is a mysterious quadrangular place named Shvetadvipa surrounding the outskirts of Gokula. Shvetadvipa is divided into four parts on all sides. The abode of Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha are separately located in each of these four parts. These four divided abodes are enveloped by the fourfold human requirements such as piety, wealth, passion, and liberation, and also by the four Vedas, namely Rig, Sama, Yajur, and Atharva, which deal with the mantra and which are the bases of achievements of the fourfold mundane requirements. 10 tridents are fixed in the 10 directions, including the zenith and nadir. The 8 directions are decorated with the 8 jewels of Mahapadma, Padma, Shankha, Makara, Kachapa, Mukunda, Kunda, and Nila. There are 10 protectors, Dikpalas, of the 10 directions in the form of mantra, the associates of the hues of blue, yellow, red, and white, and the extraordinary potencies bearing the names of Bimala, etc., shine on all sides.
We need the microphones. I got.
Should go, and then you, five verses each.
The Lord of Gokul is the transcendental supreme Godhead, the own self of eternal ecstasies. He is the superior of all superiors and is busily engaged in the enjoyments of the transcendental realm and has no association with his mundane potency. Krishna never consorts with his illusory energy. Still, her connection is not entirely cut off from the Absolute Truth. When he intends to create the material world, the amorous pastime, in which he engages by consorting with his own spiritual chit potency, Rama, by casting his glance at the deluding energy in the shape of sending his time energy, is an auxiliary activity. The secondary process of association with Maya is described. Rama Devi, the spiritual chit potency, beloved consort of the Supreme Lord, is the regulatrix of all entities. The divine plenary portion of Krishna creates the mundane world. At creation, there appears a divine halo of the nature of his own subjective portion, Swamsha. This halo is divine Shambhu, the masculine symbol or manifested emblem of the Supreme Lord. This halo is the dim twilight reflection of the supreme eternal effulgence. This masculine symbol is the subjective portion of divinity who functions as progenitor of the mundane world, subject to the supreme regulatrix Niyati. The conceiving potency in regard to mundane creation makes her appearance out of the supreme regulatrix. She is Maya, the limited, non-absolute apara potency, the symbol of mundane feminine productivity. The intercourse of these two brings forth the faculty of perverted cognition, the reflection of the seed of the procreative desire of the Supreme Lord. All offspring of the consort of the great Lord Maheshwar of this mundane world are of the nature of the embodiments of the mundane masculine and feminine generative organs. The person embodying the material causal principle, that is, the great lord of this mundane world, Maheshwar Shambhu, in the form of the main male generating organ, is joined to his female consort, the limited energy Maya, as the efficient causal principle. The lord of the world, Mahavishnu, is manifest in him by his subjective portion in the form of his glands.
The lord of the mundane world, Mahavishnu, possesses thousands of thousands of heads, eyes, hands. He is the source of thousands and thousands of avatars, and his thousands of thousands of subjective portions. He is the creator of thousands of thousands of individual souls. The same Mahavishnu is spoken of by the name of Narayana in this mundane world. From that eternal person has sprung the vast expanse of water of the spiritual causal ocean. The subjective portion of Sankarshan, who abides in Paravyoma, the above supreme Purusha, with thousands of subjective portions, reposes in the state of divine sleep, Yoga Nidra, in the waters of the spiritual causal ocean. The spiritual seeds of Sankarshan, existing in the pores of skin of Mahavishnu, are born as so many golden sperms. These sperms are covered with five great elements. The same Mahavishnu entered into each universe as his own separate subjective portions. The divine portions that entered into each universe are possessed of his majestic extension, i.e., they are the eternal universe soul, Mahavishnu, possessing thousands of thousands of heads. The same Mahavishnu created Vishnu from his left limb, Brahma, the first progenitor of beings from his right limb, and from the space between his two eyebrows, Shambhu, the divine masculine, manifested halo.
The function of Shambhu in relation to Jivas is that this universe enshrining the mundane egotistic principle has originated from Shambhu. Thereupon, the same great personal Godhead, assuming the threefold forms of Vishnu, Prajapati, and Shambhu, entering into the mundane universe, plays the pastimes of preservation, creation, and destruction of this world. This pastime is contained in the mundane world. Hence, it being perverted, the Supreme Lord, identical with Mahavishnu, prefers to consort with the goddess Yoganindra, the constituent of his own spiritual chit potency, full of the ecstatic trance of eternal bliss appertaining to his own divine personality. When Vishnu, lying in the ocean of milk, wills to create this universe, a golden lotus springs from his navel pit. The golden lotus with its stem is the abode of Brahma, representing Brahmaloka or Satyaloka. Before their conglomeration, the primary elements in their nascent state, remaining originally separate entities, Non-application of the conglomerating process is the cause of their separate existence. Divine Mahavishnu, primal Godhead, through association with his own spiritual chit potency, moved Maya and by the application of the conglomerating principle created those different entities in their state of cooperation. And after that he himself consorted with Yoganidra by way of his eternal dalliance with his spiritual chit potency. By conglomerating all those separate entities he manifested the innumerable mundane universes, and himself entered into the inmost recess of every extended conglomerate, Viradvigraha. At that time, those jivas who had laid dormant during the cataclysm were awakened.
The same jiva is eternal and is for eternity and without a beginning, joined to the Supreme Lord by the tie of an eternal kinship. He is transcendental spiritual potency. The divine lotus which brings from the navel pit of Vishnu is in every way related to by the spiritual tie with all souls, and is the origin of four-faced Brahma versed in the four Vedas. On coming out of the lotus, Brahma, being guided by the divine potency, turned his mind to the act of creation under the impulse of previous impressions. But he could see nothing but darkness in every direction. Then the goddess of learning, Sarasvati, the divine consort of the Supreme Lord, said thus to Brahma, who saw nothing but gloom in all directions, O Brahma, this mantra, Vish Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Svavaha, will assuredly fulfill your heart's desires. O Brahma, do thou practice spiritual association by means of this mantra, then all your desires will be fulfilled.
Brahma, being desirous of satisfying Govinda, practiced the cultural acts for Krishna in Goloka, Lord of Shwetadvipa, for a long time. His meditation ran thus. There exists a divine lotus of 1,000 petals, augmented by millions of filaments, in the transcendental land of Goloka. On its world there exists a great divine throne, on which is seated Sri Krishna, the form of eternal effulgence of transcendental bliss, playing on his divine flute, resonant with the divine sound, with his lotus mouth. He is worshipped by his amorous milkmaids with their respective subjective portions and extensions, and also by his external energy who stays outside, embodying all mundane qualities. Then Gayatri, mother of the Vedas, being made manifest, that is, imparted by the divine sound of the flute of Sri Krishna, entered into the lotus mouth of Brahma, born from himself, through his 8 ear holes. The lotus-born Brahma, having received the Gayatri, sprung from the flute song of Sri Krishna, attained the status of the twice-born, having been initiated by the supreme primal preceptor, Godhead himself. Enlightened by the recollection of that Gayatri embodying the 3 Vedas, Brahma became acquainted with the expanse of the ocean of truth. Then he worshipped Sri Krishna, the essence of all Vedas, with this hymn. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desire, in abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of purpose trees, always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis or gopis. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is adept in playing on his flute, with blooming eyes like lotus petals, with head decked with peacock's feather, with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, round whose neck is swinging a garland of flowers, beautified with the moon locket, whose 2 hands are adorned with the flute and jeweled ornaments, who always revels in pastimes of love, whose graceful 3-4 bending form of Shyam Sundar is eternally manifest. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose transcendental form is full of bliss, truth, substantiality, and is thus full of the most dazzling splendor. Each of the limbs of that transcendental figure possesses in himself the full-fledged functions of all the organs and eternally sees, maintains, and manifests the infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is inaccessible to the Vedas, but obtainable by pure, unalloyed devotion of the soul, who is without a second, who is not subject to decay, is without a beginning, whose form is endless, who is the beginning, and the eternal Purusha. Yet he is a person possessing the beauty of blooming youth. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, only the tip of the toe of whose lotus feet is approached by the yogis who aspire after the transcendental and betake themselves to pranayama by drilling the respiration, or by the jnanis who try to find out the non-differentiated Brahman by the process of elimination of the mundane, extending over thousands of millions of years. He is an undifferentiated entity, as there is no distinction between potency and the possessor thereof. In his work of creation of millions of worlds, his potency remains inseparable. All the universes exist in him, and he is present in his fullness in every one of the atoms that are scattered throughout the universe at one and the same time. Such is the primeval Lord whom I adore.
I adore the same Govinda, the primeval Lord, in whose praise men who are imbued with devotion sing the mantra shuktas told by the Vedas by gaining their appropriate beauty, greatness, thrones, conveyances, and ornaments. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, residing in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, resembling his own spiritual figure, the embodiment of the ecstatic potency possessed of the 64 artistic activities, in the company of her confidants, Sakis, embodiments of the extensions of her bodily form, permeated and vitalized by his ever blissful spiritual rasa.
Page 74.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shyam Sundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their hearts of hearts with the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who manifested himself personally as Krishna and the different avatars in the world in the forms of Rama, Narsimha, Vamana, etc., as his subjective portions. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose effulgence is the source of the non-differentiated Brahman mentioned in the Upanishads. Being differentiated from the infinity of glories of the mundane universe, appears as the indivisible, infinite, limitless truth.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is the absolute substantive principle, being the ultimate entity in the form of the support of all existence, whose external potency embodies the threefold mundane qualities, namely sattva, rajas, and tamas, and diffuses the Vedic knowledge regarding the mundane world. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose glory ever triumphantly dominates the mundane world by the activity of his own pastimes, being reflected in the mind of recollecting souls as the transcendental entity of ever blissful cognitive rasa. Lowest of all is located Devidam, mundane world. Next above it is Mahesh Dham, abode of Mahesh. Above Mahesh Dham is placed Hari Dham, abode of Hari, and above them all is located Krishna's own realm named Goloka. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who has allotted their respective authorities to the rulers of those graded realms. The external potency, Maya, who is of the nature of the shadow of the chit potency, is worshipped by all people as Durga, the creating, preserving, and destroying agency of this mundane world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, in accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself. Just as milk is transformed into curd by the action of acids, but yet the effect curd is neither same as nor different from its cause, namely milk, so I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, of whom the state of Shambhu is a transformation for the performance of the work of destruction.
The light of one candle being communicated to the other candles, although it burns separately in them, is the same in its quality. Adorn the primeval Lord Govinda, who exhibits himself equally in the same mobile manner in his various manifestations. Adorn the primeval Lord Govinda, who is assuming his own great subjective form, who bears the name of Shesa, replete with the all-accommodating potency, and reposing in the causal ocean with the infinity of the world in the pores of his hair. Enjoy creative sleep, Yoga Nidra. Brahma and other lords of the mundane worlds appearing from the pores of hair of Mahavishnu remain alive as long as the duration of one exhalation of the latter, Mahavishnu. Adore the primeval Lord Govinda, whose subjective personality, Mahavishnu, is the portion of portion. Adore the primeval Lord Govinda, from whom the separated subjective portion, Brahma, receives his power for the regulation of the mundane world. Just as the sun manifests some portion of his own light in all the effulgent gems that bear the names of Suryakanta, etc. Adorn the primeval Lord Govinda, whose lotus feet are always held by Ganesh, upon the pair of tumuli protruding from his elephant head in order to obtain power for his function of destroying all the obstacles on the path of progress of the three worlds.
The three worlds are composed of the nine elements, namely fire, earth, ether, water, air, direction, time, soul, and mind. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, from whom they originate, in whom they exist, and into whom they enter at the time of the universal cataclysm. The sun, who is the king of all the planets, full of infinite effulgence, the image of the good soul, is as the eye of this world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, in pursuance of whose order the sun performs his journey, mounting the wheel of time. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, by whose conferred power are maintained the manifested potencies that are found to exist of all virtues, all vices, the Vedas, the penances, and all jivas, from Brahma to the meanest insect. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who burns up to their roots all fruitive activities of those who are imbued with devotion, and impartially ordains for each the due enjoyment of the fruits of one's activities of all those who walk in the path of work, in accordance with the chain of their previously performed works, no less in the case of the tiny insect that bears the name of Indragopa than in that of Indra, king of the Devas. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, the meditators of whom, by meditating upon him under the sway of wrath, amorous passion, natural friendly love, fear, parental affection, delusion, reverence, and willing service, attain to bodily forms befitting the nature of their contemplation.
I worship that transcendental seat known as Shvetadipa, where as loving consorts, the Lakshmis in their unalloyed spiritual essence practice the amorous service of the Supreme Lord Krishna as their only lover, where every tree is a transcendental purpose tree, where the soil is the purpose gem, all water is nectar, every word is a song, every gate is a dance, the flute is a favorite attendant, effulgence is full of transcendental bliss, and the supreme spiritual entities are all enjoyable and tasty. Where numberless milk cows always emit transcendental oceans of milk, where there is eternal existence of transcendental time, who is ever present and without past or future, and hence is not subject to the quality of passing away, even for the space of half a moment. That realm is known as Golok, only to a very few self-realized souls in this world. On hearing these hymns containing the essence of the truth, the Supreme Lord Krishna said to Brahma, "Brahma, if you experience the inclination to create offspring by being endowed with the real knowledge of the glory of Godhead, listen, my beloved, from me to this sign set forth in the following five shlokas. When the pure spiritual experience is excited by the means of cognition and the service, bhakti, super excellent unalloyed devotional devotion characterized by love for Godhead is awakened towards Krishna, the beloved of all souls. The highest devotion is attained by slow degrees by the method of constant endeavor for self-realization with the help of scriptural evidence, theistic conduct, and perseverance in practice. The preliminary practices of devotion, sadhana bhakti, are conducive to the realization of loving devotion. Loving devotion, than whom there is no superior well-being, who goes hand in hand with the attainment of the exclusive state of supreme bliss, and who can lead to myself.
Abandoning all meritorious performances, serve me with faith. The realization will correspond to the nature of one's faith. The people of the world act ceaselessly in pursuance of some ideal. By meditating on me by means of those deeds, one will obtain devotion characterized by love in the shape of the supreme service. Listen, O Vidhi, I am the seed, i.e. the fundamental principle of this world, of animate and inanimate objects. I am Pradhana, the substance of matter. I am Prakriti, material cause, and I am Purusha, efficient cause. This fiery energy that belongs specifically to the Brahman that inheres in you has also been conferred by me. It is bearing this fiery energy that you regulate this phenomenal world of animate and inanimate objects.
So now, for the pleasure of their lordships, we will stand before the deities and recite the Sanskrit, which can be found in the beginning of this blue binder. Ishvarat Parama Krishnaha Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govindaha Sarvakarana Karanam Sahasrapatra Kamalang Gokulakyang Mahatpatam Tat Karnikarang Tad Dhamma Tad Anantang Shasambhavam Karnikarang Mahadyantrang Shatkonang Vatrakilakam Shadanga Shatpatisthanam Prakritya Purushenacha Premananda Mahananda Rasenavasthitang Hiyat Jyoti Rupena Manuna Kama Bijena Sangatam Tatkinjalkang Tadangshanang Tatpatrani Shriyamapi Chaturasrang Tatparitaha Sweta Dvipakyamad Bhutam Chaturasrang Chaturmurtesh Chaturthama Chatushkritam Chaturmhi Shartaischa Chaturbhir Hetubhir Vritam Shulair dashabhir anadham urdvadho dikvatikshvapi ashtabhir nidhibhir jushtam ashtabhir siddhipistata manu rupaischa dashabhir dikpalaik paritovritam shamair gauraischa raktaischa shuklaischa parshadarshabhahi shobhitang shaktipisthabhir adbhutabhik samantataha evang jyotirmayo devaha saranandak paratparaha Atmaramasya tasyasti prakrityana samagamaha mayaya ramamanasya navyogasthayasaha atmana ramaya reme tyakta kalang sushikshaya niyati sarama devi tatpriya tadvashantada talingang bhagavan shambhur jyoti rupak sanatanaha yayo niksapara shaktihi kamo bijang mahadharehe Linga yon yatmika chata ima maheshwari prajaha Shaktiman purushak soyang linga rupi maheshwaraha Tasmina virabhu linge mahavishnur jagatpatihi Sahasra shirsha purushaha sahasrakshak sahasrapat Sahasrabahur vishvatma sahasrangshak sahasrasuhu Narayanak sa bhagavan apastasmat sanatanat Avirasit karanarno nidhik sankarshanatmakaha Yoga nidrangatas tasma yasasrangsha swayang mahan tadroma bila jaleshu bijang sankarshanasya cha haimanyandani jatani mahabhuta vritani tu pratyandam eva mekangshad ekangshad vishati swayam sahasramurdha vishvatma mahavishnuk sanatanaha vamangad astrijad vishnung dakshinangad prajapatim jyotirlinga mayang shambhung korchate shadavasrijat ahankaratmakang vishvang tasmade tatvijayata. Tatvani purvarudhani karanani parasparam samavaya prayogaccha vibhinnani pritak pritak chitchaktya sajamanota bhagavanadi purushaha yojayan mahaya devo yoganidrama kalpayat yojayit vatutanyeva pravivesha swayanguham guhang pravishte tasmingstu jivatma pratibuddhyate Sanityo nitya sambandha prakritischa paraivasa evang sarvatma sambandhang nabhyang padmang harer abhut tatra brahma bhavad bhuyash chaturvedi chaturmukaha sanjato bhagavat chaktya tatkalang kila chotitaha sisikshayang mating chakre purva sangskara sangskritaha dadarsha kevalang dvantang nanyat kim api sarvataha Uvacha puritas tasmai tasya divya saraswati kama krishnaya govinda he gopi jana ityapi vallabhaya priya vahner mantang te dasyati priyam tapastang tapa etena tava siddhir bhavishyati atha tepe sasuchirang prinan govindam avyayam Shvetadvipa patin krishnang golokastang paratparam prakritya gunarupinya rupinya paryupasitam sahasradala sampanne kautikinjalgabringhite bhumishchintamanistatra karnikare mahasane samasinang chidanandang jyotirupang sanatanam shabda brahma payang venung vadayantam mukhambuje Vilasini ganavritang swaik swairang shair abhishtutam atavenu ninadasya trai murti mayi gatihi spuranti pravivesashu mukabjani swayam puvaha gayatrin gayatas tasmad adhikatya sarojajaha sanskritaschari gununa dvijatam agamattataha traya prabudho tavidhir vignata tatvasagaraha Tushtava Veda Sarena Stotrenanina Keshavam Prakarasadma Sukalpa Vriksha Lakshavriteshu Surabhira Pipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sangrama Sevya Manam Govindamadi Purushang Tamahang Pajami Venum Kwananta Maravinda Dalaya Taksham Barhavatansa masitam buddha sundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobhang govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami alola chandra kala sadmana malya vangshi ratnangadang pranaya keli kalavilasang shamang tribhanga lalitang niyata prakashang Govinda Madi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami Angani Yasya Sakalendriya Vritti Manti Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Chirang Jaganti Ananda Chinmaya Sadujvala Vigrahasya Govinda Madi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami Advaitam achyutam anadim anantarupam Adyam puram purusham navayovanam cha Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhaktau Govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo Vayoratapi manaso munipungavanam Sopyastiyat prapadasim yabichintya tatve govindamadi purushang tamahang pachami. Ekopyasaura chayatung jagadanda koting yachchaktirasti jagadanda chayayadantaha andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam govindamadi purushang tamahang pachami. Yadbhava bhavitatiyo manujastataiva samprapya rupa mahimasana yana bhushaha suktairyam eva nigamak pratitaikstuvanti govindamadi purushang tamahang pajami. Ananda chinmayarasa pratibhavitabhis tabhirya eva nijarupataya kalabhihi Goloka eva nivasatya kilatma bhuto govindamadi purushang tamahang pajami. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santaksadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yangshama sundaram achintyam nasvarupam govindamadi purushang tamahang pajami. Ramadi murti shukalaniya mena tishtan nanavataram akarod bhubaneshu kintu krishnak swayang samabhavat paramak pumanyo govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti koti shvashesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantamashesha bhutang govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami. Mayahi yasya jagadanda shatani sute traigunya tad vishaya veda vitaya mana sattvavalambi parasattvang vishuddha sattvang govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami. Ananda chinmayarasatmataya manaksu yak praninang pratipalan smaratam upetya lilayatena bhubanani jayatya jasram govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami. Goloka namni nijadhamni tale chatasya devi mahesha haridhama suteshu teshu te te prabhava nichaya vihitascha yena govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami. Shrishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chayeva yasya bhuvanani bibharti durga icchanu rupam api yasya chacheshtatesa govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami. Kshirang yata dadhi vikara vishesha yogat sanjayate nihitatak pritagasti hetaho yakshambhutama pitatha samupaiti karyad govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami. Diparchireva hidashantaram abhyupetya dipayate vivritahetu samana dharma yastadrigeva hicha vishnutaya vibhati govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami. Yakaranarna bhajale bhajati smayoga nidramananta jagadanda saroma kupaha adhara shaktim avalambya parang swamurting govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami. Yasyaika nishvasita kalamatavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda nataha vishnur mahansi ihayasya kalabhishesho govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami. Bhasvanya tashma shakaleshu nijeshu tejak siyankiyat prakatayat yapitadvadatra brahmaya esha jagadanda vidhana karta govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami. Yatpada pallava yugang vinidhaya kumbha dvandve pranama samaye sakannadhi rajaha vignan vihantu malamasya jagatrayasya govindamadi purushang tamahang bhajami. Agnir mahi gaganam ambumurudishascha kalas tatatma manasiti jagatrayani yasmad bhavanti vibhavanti vishanti yangcha govindamadi purushang tamahang pajami yachchakshuresha savita sakala grahanang raja samasta suramurti rishesha tejaha yasyagyaya brahmati sangpritakala chakro Govindamari Purushang Tamahang Bhajami Dharmota Papa Nijayak Shrutayas Tapangsi Brahmadi Kita Patagavadayas Chajibaha Yadatta Matra Vipava Prakata Prabhava Govindamari Purushang Tamahang Bhajami Yas Twindra Gopam Atavendra Mahoswa Karma Bandhanu Rupa Palabhajana Matanoti Karmani Nirdahati Kintu Chapakti Bhajang Govindamadi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami Yang Krodha Kama Sahaja Pranayadi Bhiti Vatsalya Moha Guru Gaurava Sevya Bhavai Sanchintya Tasya Sadashing Tanumapurete Govindamadi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami Govindamadi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami Shri Akanta Kantaha Parama Purushaha Kalpataravo Truma Bhumish Chintamani Ganamayi Toyamamritam Kata Ganang Natyang Gamanam Apipangshi Priyasakhi Chidanandang jyotik paramapi tadasvadyamapi cha sayatra kshirabdhik srabati surabhibhyascha sumahan nimeshardhakyo vabrajati nahi yatrapi samayaha bhaje shveta dvipang tamaham iha golokam itiyam vidantaste santakshiti viralakcharakatipaye Ato vacha Mahavishnur Bhagavantam Prajapatim Praman Mahatma Vijnane Prajasarge Chachenmatihi Pancha Shloki Mimang Vidyang Vatsadattang Nibodhame Prabudhe Jnana Bhaktipyam Atmanyananda Chinmayi Udetya Nutama Bhaktir Bhagavat Prema Lakshana Pramana Istat Sadachara Istat Abhyasaya Nirantaram Bodhayanatmanatmanang bhaktim apyutamang labhet Yasyak shreyaskarang nasti yayav nirvritam apnuyat Yasadhayati mameva bhaktim tameva sadhayet Dharmananyan parityajya mamekang bhajavishvasan Yadrishi yadrishi shraddha siddhir bhavati tadrishi Kurvan nirantarang karma loko yam manuvartate Tenaiva karmana dhyayan mang parang bhakti michati Ahang hi vishvasya chara charasya bijang pradhanang prakritik pumangsha Maya hitang teja idang bhivarshi vidhe vidhehi twamato jaganti Ishvara parama krishna sachidananda vigraha Anadir adir govindaha sarva karana karanam Iti Shri Brahma Sanghita Sangpurnam Hari Om.
So it's our custom to discuss one of the verses, read one purport and verse. And does anybody have a verse that they want stuck out at them from the Brahma Sanghita this morning that we should cover? Anything anyone remembers?
Prabhuji, it's the one where they talk about the various abodes. They say Mahesh Naham is Lord.
Devi Mahesh Hari Dham is Teshu Teshu.
So I just wanted to know where does Hari stand with respect to Krishna?
Well, let's read the verse in purport. We're building a temple in Mayapur that's going to explain it all. It's on page number 81. It's verse number 43. Goloka Namni Nija Dhamni Tale Chatasya Devi Mahesha Hari Dhamasu Teshu Teshu Te Te Prabhava Nichaya Vihitashchayena Govindamadi Purushang Tamahang Pajami. Lowest of all is located Devi Dhamma, mundane world. Next above it is Mahesha Dhamma, abode of Mahesh. Above Mahesh Dhamma is placed Hari Dhamma, abode of Hari. And above them all is located Krishna's own realm, Goloka.
named Goloka. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who has allotted their respective authorities to the rulers of those graded realms. Purport.
His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada.
The realm of Goloka stands highest above all others. Brahma, looking up to the higher position of Goloka, is speaking of the other realms from the point of view of his own realm. The first in order is the mundane world, called Devi Dhamma, consisting of the 14 worlds, namely Satyaloka, etc. Next above Devi Dhamma is located Shiva Dhamma, one portion of which, called Mahakala Dhamma, is enveloped in darkness. Interpenetrating this portion of Shiva Dhamma, there shines the Sadashiva Loka, full of great light. Above the same appears Haridhamma, or the transcendental Vaikuntha Loka. The potency of Devi Dhamma, in the form of the extension of Maya, and that of Shiva Loka, consisting of time, space, and matter, are the potency of the separated particles pervaded by the penumbral reflection of the subjective portion of the divinity. A penumbra is like a shadow. But Haridhamma is ever resplendent with transcendental majesty, and the great splendor of all sweetness predominates over all other majesties in Goloka. The Supreme Lord Govinda, by his own direct and indirect power, has constituted those respective potencies of those realms. So this picture that Srila Prabhupada placed on his Srimad Bhagavatam, when he came to the United States, he only had the first canto done. And the picture that he illustrated, the cover, was a little different version of this same picture, but it shows the supreme abode, the highest of all, Goloka Dham, with Radha and Krishna there. And you can see in a portion of that Goloka Dham, also you can see Lord Chaitanya and his associates performing Sankirtan. And that's surrounded by these petals. And then there's these different abodes here, which are all shining. These are all within the spiritual sky, all these different abodes. And they're abodes of Haridham, or Vaikuntha Loka, where everyone is liberated, everything is free from old age, disease, death, everything is eternal. But they don't have the same sweetness that's covering them, that the special yoga maya in Goloka makes everything very sweet. Here, in the Haridhammas, the devotees have their bhav, their mood of devotion is mixed with some awe and reverence. They're awe-inspired by the majesty of God, and therefore they can't be quite as intimate. Hanuman, he loves Ram, but he's a servant, and he's a chivalrous servant, and he wants to go serve him, and he wouldn't dare, treat him as an equal. But in Goloka Dham, the cowherd boys treat Krishna as an equal, the gopis, everything is suffused with this kind of mood of, imbued with this kind of mood of intimacy, in which they forget that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. They forget that he's master in different ways, and they treat him in great intimacy, even as Mother Yashoda thinks of him as her little child, and that if she doesn't care for him, then he will not thrive. He may even die if she doesn't protect him and stuff like that. So it's a special sweetness in the mood of devotion there. So that's being discussed here, where he says, Haridham is ever resplendent with transcendental majesty, and the great splendor of all sweetness predominates over all other majesties in Goloka. So that's the difference. There's majesty in Haridhamma, but all sweetness in Goloka Dhamma. Anyone else have some comments about that? Or?
So, Prabhuji, does the soul move from the Vaikuntha planets and go to the Goloka, or are they just happy because of their very nature?
Well, there's unlimited souls, really, really unlimited, inconceivable vast number of unlimited souls. And most souls, they will have some constitutional position, some specific rasa that they most enjoy serving Krishna in. And according to their constitutional nature, they may serve in one planet or another planet. But we know from the from the books of the six Goswamis, like Brihat Bhagavatamrita, that someone may travel through the different spiritual planets before going to Krishna's planet, if one belongs in Krishna's planet. So in our movement, we mostly are directed toward the mood of the Vrindavan, the worship of the devotees in Krishna's planet, and also especially Lord Chaitanya expounded or extolled the highest virtue of the greatest love being that of the gopis. And so that's discussed in this transcendental literature. But they also, the six Goswamis, discuss all of the different rasas and explain all of the different rasas. And the warning is that, you know, all of them are transcendental and absolutely perfect. Pure devotional service, whether it's in Shanta Rasa or Dasya Rasa or Vatsalya or Madhurya Rasa, is perfect. And therefore, Prabhupada is always cautioning that a lot of people, they take the Srimad Bhagavatam and they only want to read one portion of it. They want to read the Rasa dance or something. They want to get to that. And they never really can understand it properly because they don't really, they haven't, it's meant for liberated persons who can appreciate all of the pure devotional service equally. So Prabhupada says you should make a thorough study of the Srimad Bhagavatam step by step from the first canto all the way up till you're prepared to understand the ninth canto, and you must study Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee who's actually a sincere, committed, a pure devotee, someone in the line of Shukadev Goswami, and not from a professional who's just wants to treat it as some kind of entertainment or even some kind of pious activity, but doesn't know the essence of it. Hare Krishna. Therefore, we can't. There was one time in Los Angeles in the 70s when devotees who had started to go to India now, and they had contacted Babaji's at Radhakund and stuff like that, and they had gotten influenced by this Sahajiyaism, this idea of taking Krishna's pastimes as something cheap and part of our own, like something that we can approach with our own mundane senses, you know. And what they started doing was they formed a little club of devotees that said, we're going to only read the parts of Prabhupada's books that deal with the gopis, because that way we're going to develop our gopi bhava. We're not interested in hearing so much of Bhagavad Gita. That's a different mood. Arjuna's on the battlefield, and we're just going to hear about gopis. And when Prabhupada found out about that, he was furious. He realized that there was influence of these Prakrita Sahajas, materialistic people who don't really understand Krishna consciousness, and they take the activities of Krishna and the gopis, and they project their own mundane, you know, sexual, erotic ideas on it and stuff. And so Srila Prabhupada emphasized to them that, you know, our mood is, what did we sing in the Guru Puja song? Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chitete Kuriya Aikya. Or as our Bengali teacher, Ruby, will tell us, Guru Mukha Paddo Bhakko Chitete Kuriya Aikya. So that, you know, our desire is that everything that's coming from the lips of Srila Prabhupada becomes one with our whole consciousness, you know, that we should focus on of his entire teachings. And for us, in our conditioned state, while we still haven't conquered our senses and our mind, and we're still subject to so many dangers of falling down from our wholesome position of Krishna consciousness, it's important for us to contemplate all the teachings of Krishna about what is the soul, what is the body, how is the material universe created, you know, the Sankhya philosophy and the Gyan that Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita, and the last six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, what is the Varnashram system, what are the different qualities by which people work. All of this stuff is very important for us to hear from the platform of, as it's being explained by Srila Prabhupada. And therefore he's compiled all these books, And if he only wanted us to hear about Gopi Bhava, then he would have only written about Gopi Bhava. But we should want to hear all of his books and also distribute them. And actually, the confidential pastimes of, you know, the gopis and Krishna and the conjugal rasa is really it's an esoteric subject that should be approached with great reverence and care, and not very not very nonchalantly, and it's not for everyone. It's you know, we Prabhupada presented in Krishna book, and in, you know, Prabhupada presented it in such a way that he also was explaining, you know, with due regard for, you know, tattva. Who is Krishna? How is he? You know, he's not just a boy that's having these, you know, romantic affairs in the forest with young girls that are not married. But this is Krishna is the actual absolute truth, the supreme absolute truth person and his energies, and the gopis are actually his internal energies and how who engage people in devotional service. So Prabhupada explained in Krishna book in such a way that everyone can read it and understand it without being mistaken. But actually, this is Lord Chaitanya appeared to reveal these confidential moods of devotional service, but they're not really for the common man. They're for the kanyoshente, the connoisseurs, liberated devotees who are connoisseurs of the mellows of bhakti. Then can they appreciate it. Okay? So let's have an bhajan now, and then we'll chant the namashtikam. So turn to the Udila Aruna in the 30s, 38 maybe, or